Welcome to the Anabu AI blog, in audio. Today, we're covering an article by Brett Allegre Wood called The Trust Dividend, Why Being Open About AI Use Wins More Customers Than It Scares.
And I'll be honest, the title made me stop. Most business owners I know are doing the opposite, keeping quiet about AI, hoping nobody asks.
That's exactly the problem Brett's calling out. Staying quiet isn't the safe move. It's actually the riskier one.
Why? What's the real cost of just not mentioning it?
Because your customers already suspect it. They've used ChatGPT. Brett puts it plainly, they can smell an AI-written email at 50 paces. So when they eventually figure it out, it doesn't feel like a neutral discovery. It feels like they were kept in the dark.
And once someone feels misled, they start questioning everything else. That's the real damage.
Exactly. But flip it around. Tell them up front, and there's nothing to discover later. No nasty surprise. You've put the thing they were quietly worried about right on the table yourself.
So what does that actually look like? Because be transparent about AI could mean almost anything.
Brett calls it the trust dividend. The repeat business, referrals, and forgiveness you earn when customers believe you're being straight with them. And he's very specific. Vague reassurances don't earn it.
We take AI seriously. Says nothing.
Nothing at all. What works is being concrete. Tell customers exactly where AI sits in your process and exactly where a human takes over. He uses his tire business, Dara Tires, as an example. Nobody wants a robot deciding whether the brakes are safe. But customers are perfectly happy for AI to handle booking reminders and the paperwork.
Because that frees the team to focus on the car in front of them.
And when you say that out loud, it reassures people. It shows you've thought about the line between what a machine does well and what a human has to own.
Okay, but here's the fear I think a lot of owners have. If you tell customers you're using AI, won't they assume they're being quietly downgraded? Like, they're now dealing with a chatbot in a queue? That's the fear Brett addresses head-on. His answer? Frame it before they do. If you leave customers to assume, that is what they'll picture. So you get in first. You get in first. And the honest framing is that AI augments your team. It takes the repetitive, low-value work off your people so they can give customers more of what they actually came for. Attention, judgment, a human who cares. There's a line in the article I liked. We use AI so our team spends less time on data entry and more time on you. That's an upgrade, not a downgrade.
And Brett's point is that most customers would happily pay for that. Now you're telling them they're already getting it.
But there have to be lines, places where humans stay in charge no matter what.
Yes, and Brett's clear on this. Anything involving money, quotes, refunds, pricing changes, a person approves those. Complaints, because when someone is upset, they want a human who listens, not a polished auto-reply. Legal and safety. And the final word? AI can draft and prepare, but a person presses send on anything the customer will see.
He gives an example from his property business, too.
Easy track, yes. AI helps draft notices and sort routine correspondence, but a person checks anything affecting a tenant's home or a landlord's money. And here's the competitive angle. When you can tell a customer a real person signed off on this, you've given them something no competitor hiding their AI can offer.
That's actually a strong position. You're not just managing risk, you're differentiating yourself,
while your competitors are hoping nobody asks.
So how do you communicate all this without writing a policy nobody reads?
Brett says you don't need a 14-page AI policy. A few honest sentences in the places customers naturally look. A line on your website, something like, we use AI to handle admin and first drafts so our team can focus on you. People make every decision that affects your money, your safety, or your complaint. Short and specific. That's actually reassuring rather than alarming. Then mention it at the natural moments. When someone signs up, when an AI-assisted reply goes out. He suggests a small note like, drafted with AI, checked by Sarah, does more for trust than any disclaimer buried in your terms.
Because it's human. It has a name attached.
The goal is simple. A customer should never learn something about your AI use that you didn't tell them first. Get that right, and the whole relationship feels safer.
And done well, it stops being a risk you manage and becomes a reason people choose you.
One thing to act on this week. Have that conversation with your team first. If your own people feel threatened by AI, they'll be cagey about it with customers. And customers read that discomfort straight away. Get the internal message right, and the external one follows naturally.
Mine is simpler. Write 2 sentences explaining where AI helps in your business and where a human stays in charge. Then put those sentences somewhere customers will actually see them.
That's the whole thing to start with. The full article is at annatvu.ai. Well worth your time. And if you want to think through where AI fits in your business and how to be open about it without unsettling anyone, Bright offers a free AI audit at annatvu.ai. A straight look at what makes sense for you. No jargon, no pressure.